Hare Krishna. I was giving a little talk to Sankirtan devotees, book distributors, before they went out this morning. And I was just talking about the importance of being brave and determined, being convinced of being able to sell books to anyone, anywhere, at any time, under any circumstance. And then an example came to mind. And this was of one devotee in the UK. And to lead up to that, I gave them some other stories. But I also mentioned that I remember in the Chicago days, sometimes when we were going to the airport, then get a flat, not a lot, but I remember getting a flat. And one of the devotees would just immediately get out and start distributing books. On another occasion, when we got into this horrible, horrible traffic jam because of some accident, then all the devotees got out of the car and started selling books to all the people in the queue, standing in queue. We didn't want to lose time. If we already lost the 9 o'clock rush that came in at the airport. That was the first rush of passengers, businessmen coming in, and at least we wanted to make up for it with the people sitting in their cars. And then some of these are sort of car Sankirtan stories. I mentioned that one devotee, whose name I won't mention, in the UK, while I was a Sankirtan leader there, he was sort of notorious for going through cars faster than we could rent them or insure them. And on one occasion, he was going out from the man who was driving a car and driving behind some. There's a lot of people who ride horses in the UK. He came close to a horse, and I guess that horse was a bit tired. So the horse stopped and sat down right on his hood and crushed the hood. Of course, that didn't total the car, but it damaged it some. On another occasion, same person, was invited to sell paintings because we were selling paintings for a few years in the UK when we went through sort of a crisis situation before we could build up our book distribution party. And he had a painting appointment at someone's home. People said, yes, come to our place. And so when he came to the drive, he drove into the drive, but he didn't stop. He just kept going from the drive into the garden. And in the garden, there was this big fish pond. And he drove the car right into the fish pond. And that was to the amazement of the housekeepers, who had to tow the car out afterwards. And I remember getting a telephone call to that effect that the car's in a fish pond, we need to tow it out. But still, that didn't deter him from selling paintings, still going in wet, went into the amazed house owners and apologized for the mishap, but still sold them paintings. Be brave. And then the example that I was really leading up to was, again, the same devotee. Finally, I got him a Volvo station wagon because I figured he really needed protection. And he did. He was driving down the either M1 or M5 and sort of fell asleep and ran into a van. And the way the car was positioned and the van, a truck, it sort of blocked the entire M5 so that there was a trail of cars behind for, who knows, say 10 miles. This was a marathon. This was a Christmas marathon. So what to do? It's going to take a while before the police arrive. So being a conscientious Sankirtan devotee he was, this devotee, and of course there are so many people, were coming there, are you all right? What's happened to the car? Everyone's looking around. So he just took out his roll of paintings, put it on the bonnet of the Volkswagen, crushed bonnet of the Volkswagen, and with all these people standing around, he started to sell paintings. And he did. He sold over 400 or 500 pounds worth of paintings. And so when the police arrived, they were expecting that there was this big accident, but what they first saw was that there were, it looked like there was some kind of market stall with all these people standing around and choosing paintings. So they got really bewildered. But then they understood that, no, actually, there was an accident. But it was a... it was an example of taking advantage of any situation to do one's duty, one's service. And as I went out, I told them another story, and this was other devotees, but some more sort of car tales, tales from the road. And here it wasn't exactly from the road. This was Sankirtan devotees who were either in a van or a little motor home. And they were on traveling Sankirtan, and they decided to, they parked up on the beach, and they took rest over there doing traveling Sankirtan. So in the morning I got this telephone call that something happened to our motor home. And I said, well, what happened to it? He says, well, the sea took it out. I couldn't understand. What do you mean that the sea took it out? He says, well, we parked on the beach, but we didn't pay any attention to the sign that says that the tide, be careful for the tide. So when we got up this morning, then the car was already floating out to sea. So there they were. Of course, there are no mobile phones at that time. They were phoning from some telephone booth. There they were with whatever they were wearing at night. And the car was somewhere out to sea, so I had to phone up this was a rental company who were renting a vehicle from, or the insurance company, and tell them that there was a little problem with your car. I says, well, where is it? And I says, oh, it's somewhere out there by Brighton on the seabed. You have to go out and find it. They had difficulty finding it. Anyway, both the rental company as well as our insurance company refused to work anymore with ISKCON UK. I had to find some new creative ways to introduce ourselves to car rentals. And these were some of the... anyway, but devotees were, as you can see, despite the fact that they're not exactly the best drivers or most... careful about taking care of their vehicles, but they were very determined to, under all circumstances, distribute books. Hare Krishna.